Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
That feeling when you hear someone call your name and you turn, but no one's there, and a shiver runs down your spine. When something moves just out of vision and it sets in. The sense that someone or something is watching you. Do you know that feeling? Good. It means you're paying attention. I'm Micah Jones. My friends and I started this podcast to explore my dreams and nightmares and to help me finally deal with my dad's death, even after all this time. Instead, we stumbled onto something much darker, something we were never meant to find out. My dreams aren't just dreams. They're memories. Warnings. I should have paid closer attention. And my dad? He's at the center of it all. The How It Ends podcast is no longer releasing in real time. We can't. It isn't safe. But if you're just finding us, start at the beginning. Thank you for listening.
The events that are about to unfold occur during the week of March 1 through March 8, 2020.
All right, so after everything that went down last week, I decided that I needed to take another look at the packages we got. Something about the box with the stolen items seems like, I don't know, unrelated to the other, so I'm just going to ignore that for now. So, symbols are a common thread. There are shapes on four different pieces of paper that line up with the alchemical signs for the elements. We got earth, air, fire, water. And then some of the symbols are zodiac signs. There was Sagittarius in the Centralia box. And then Libra in Cape Disappointment. And then there are some symbols before that I've never seen. Let's try eat at gyms.com. Oh, shit. Wait, there's actually some new posts on here. We've got more Zodiac, the Aquarius symbol. There's also a link to a website in here, shapecatcher.com. Oh, this is actually cool. So this is a website where you can draw symbols and it kind of like interprets them for you. Let me try it out. Cool. Okay, so I just drew the symbol for fire, which is just, you know, like a regular old equilateral triangle, the points on top, and it correctly identified it. It gives some other options, but that came up as the first result. And it identified two squiggly horizontal lines as the Aquarius symbol. So yeah, this seems pretty legit. Oh wait, what was the symbol that Micah drew? The one that she said was on the masks that the people in the woods were wearing. And I can't find it. I must have left that at Amy's house. What did she say it looked like again? A warped Amazon logo. Something that could be mistaken for a grin. I
I don't know. I can't remember. I think I'm close, but I'm forgetting a part of it. Nothing's really coming up. Hey, Karen, you can come in. It's open. Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. What's new with you?
Sorry. It's a little cluttered in here. I lost track of time. I didn't even realize it was already 7. That's all right. There's plenty of room to work over on this counter anyway, so we're good.
Right on.
Why don't you just put that stuff right there, and I can make us some cocktails?
You working on something?
Oh, yeah, that's just research. It's nothing.
Is this your business plan for the food truck? How's that going, by the way?
I mean, yeah, you know, it's definitely still something I'm working on. Right now, finding a food truck, I think, is probably going to be my biggest hurdle. There's kind of two options. You know, I can buy something turnkey, but it's going to cost more than I have. Or I could buy, you know, some piece of shit fixer-upper that will also cost me more than I have to retrofit. And, you know, not to mention the cost for repairs and everything.
Aren't you all She-Ra, Princess of Power? You can do all that stuff yourself. I think you mentioned learning how to fix cars from your Uncle Manny that one time.
I told you about Uncle Manny?
Yeah, but you can't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could probably manage a lot of the labor with some help, but I can't, like, you know, just make car parts and appliances appear out of thin air no matter how hard I try. It's just going to take longer than I hoped, you know, some more saving. But, you know, I've got my budget planned out, so.
You could just ask your parents for money.
No. Even if they had it, I wouldn't ask. You know, this is something I want to do myself. And they totally did more than enough by helping me through culinary school, so.
That just sounds like you're getting in your own way to me.
I wouldn't say that. I'm just being realistic. My parents are retired. They're on a fixed income. It's not like, you know, stores of cash just laying around. But, you know, like I said, even if they were well off, I just really want to do this myself. I do fine at the restaurant. I live beneath my means. I just want to do it my way. You know, my parents are great, but everyone knows money comes with strings. So I'm good.
Okay.
Not trying to, like, jump all over you. I'm just explaining how it is. But, yeah, sorry. So what about you? You know, last we chatted, you're working on the branding for the liqueur.
Yeah. Mostly logo, images. I think the name is pretty set.
What's it called again?
The Elixir of Life.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned that's what your family always called it. I didn't realize that was going to be your, you know, like, official brand name.
Oh, yeah. No way. I could never change the name. I think my family would probably disown me or something.
Yeah, for sure. So, they're pretty protective over it, yeah?
Absolutely. By the way, did your friend Devin try the sample I gave him?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
And?
He said the taste was very distinct and memorable.
You don't need to protect my feelings. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. By the way, like, how are you going to get around having to list your ingredients on the back of the bottle? You know, since it's a family secret recipe, are they going to be okay with that? Or, you know, isn't, like, a law or something? You have to let people know what's in it?
Yeah, but there are ways around it. Certain things can just be listed as flavors or spices. So it's not like I'll have to give all of my secrets away.
Right on. Yeah. Is there anything super unique in there or different?
No, nothing too rare. It's just a very specific blend, and the ingredients go together. We weigh everything out each time we make it to a tenth of a gram, so that's what makes it so special and hard for really anyone to replicate.
Right, yeah. Cool. What inspired your family to make it in the first place, actually? Like, I know you said it was meant to be a digestive aid, but I don't know, weren't there a bunch of those floating around back then? Like, why go through the trouble of brewing their own?
Yeah, that was one reason. There were others.
Like what?
I don't know. That was before my time.
Okay, but are you, like, the one leading the charge to commercialize the family recipe? Shouldn't you have all the history to back it up? Like, I mean, even, like, potato chips. I have a bag of potato chips with an about me section on the back. And then there's this one too. It has like a spud finder or tater something. I don't know. But it like traces the origin of the ingredients. And I don't know. People eat that stuff up. I bet if you.
I'm sure they do.
All right. Well, I guess we can get started. I don't know about you, but I'm getting hungry. Actually, I'm just going to run to the bathroom real quick. But I do have some shrimp in the freezer. Can you just grab that and take it out? Okay, ready for cooking 101?
Sure.
Cool. It looks like everything is here. Did you grab that shrimp?
Oh, no. I was just about to.
No worries. I got it. Okay. First, we are going to start by sauteing some onions and garlic. I can mince the garlic if you want to dice the onion. You want me to show you how?
I think I'm capable of cutting an onion.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, I just, you know, I meant, you know, this is a lesson. I'm just trying to gauge your skill level. And I do have a trick. Like, there's a neat way to do it so that your eyes don't water. Oh, wow, you actually have really good knife skills. Are you sure you need a lesson?
I mean, I'm not a pro or anything. I watch that guy on TikTok that cooks in the woods. I probably just pick some stuff up from there.
Right, cool. Oh, actually, we don't have everything. I forgot the most important ingredient. What?
It's just pre-mixed spice blends, really? Kind of amateur, don't you think? I kind of expected more from you.
No, not really. Not amateur. You know, it's just cost-effective.
Onions are done.
Oh, okay. That was really fast. I mean, I guess you can just take the wheel with prep since that seems to be your thing. So next, let's mince the garlic, chop 3 or 4 cloves, do that whole bunch of parsley, and then slice the lemon in half.
You're kind of bossy for someone so small, huh? You push around all the dudes in your kitchen?
What does my size have to... What, and what? I treat everyone in the kitchen the same. Is everything all right, dude? Like, you came here for a lesson, and that's what I'm giving you. Like, you were fine a minute ago.
I'm good.
Okay, good. Just pause for one sec, because I need to grab that spoon. Kieran, watch it!
Why did you reach in front of me when I was chopping? I almost cut your fingers off.
I told you I was reaching in front of you. Did I miss something?
I didn't hear you. I was in the zone.
Right, okay. Can you please, when you have a chance, add those onions to this pan? Ah, shit. I don't want to get this shirt all greasy. I just got it. I'm going to go run and grab an apron from my hall closet. Do you want one?
No, thanks.
All right, I'll be right back. Just keep an eye on those onions for me, please. We don't want them to get brown. Just sweat them down a bit. So they should be cooked at a low temp and just keep stirring them. Hey, I feel like I might be forgetting an ingredient. You know, I haven't made this in a while. It's my mom's recipe, so just let me call her real quick. Remember, keep an eye on the onions. Don't let them brown. If it seems like they're cooking too fast, you can add a splash of water, too. Why did you turn the burner up? I told you to cook it gently.
I didn't.
What are you talking about? I just turned it off. It was on full blast. I told you to keep it on low.
I didn't turn it up. Maybe something is wrong with your oven.
Okay, well, even if that is the case, did you not see the smoke and the burning? I just told you add water or, you know, common sense. You could have just turned off the gas or moved the pan. Or
why are you interrogating me?
I'm just asking you questions. Okay, Karen, what is up? For real. Like, I know you said you're all good, but did I say something? You turned on a dime here. You asked me to show you how to cook. And I remember you said you were a dunce in the kitchen. So I started with the basics, you know, chopping an onion. There are some tricks to it. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, you're an Iron Chef and you're accusing me of being bossy. It just feels like your vibes are off or something.
Vibes? Okay.
What's your problem?
I don't have one.
Okay, you know what? Maybe cooking just wasn't the thing today. We can do something else. I can order pizza or sandwiches. I don't know. Just don't insult me by saying you're fine, because you're clearly not.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to show me a recipe, not push me around like a little bitch.
No, that's not what I was doing. That's not, I didn't mean to do that. I guess I am just used to running the show. You know, I didn't realize that you'd have some of the basics down. That's all.
Yeah. You assumed.
Yeah, you're right. I did.
Can I use your bathroom?
Hey, you know what? I'm getting pretty tired, and I just realized I have a whole bunch of stuff to do before my shift tomorrow that I probably won't have time for any other time. So I don't. Maybe we can just take a rain check. Take a rain check.
What kind of stuff?
Sorry.
What kind of stuff do you have to do?
I have a bunch of laundry. You know, all my chef coats are dirty, and I only have one clean pair of kitchen pants left.
That's it?
I mean, I don't have laundry here, so, you know, I have to go to the laundromat. It's the whole thing.
You didn't know that before we made these plans?
Well, I just kind of realized it while you were in the bathroom, I guess. You know, I was thinking about my shift tomorrow and what time I need to go in, and then I wondered if I have enough clothes for it, and then I realized I was supposed to do laundry yesterday, but I didn't because I got caught up in something else, and if I wait until later today, I'm just gonna be there super late, and I'm not gonna really, I don't even really know when they close, so I don't know if I will make it in time, so maybe this just wasn't in the cards for today.
It just sounds like pretty shitty time management on your part.
Yeah, actually, it's a real problem. Definitely something I need to work on. But yeah, totally my fault, and I apologize.
I guess I didn't drive all the way here just for you to bail.
I know. Again, super sorry, and next time I'll be more prepared, I promise.
Yeah, next time.
So yeah, looking at the time, I really should get things together so I can head to the laundromat in the morning. I'm so sorry. I really don't mean to rush you.
Then don't. But I'll go.
Okay. Sorry again. I can walk you to the door.
No need. I know my way out. See you soon.
Are you guys done already? That seemed kind
of
quick.
No, I mean, yeah, kind of. He's gone. He left.
Did something happen? Are you okay?
No, Amy. It was so strange. He shows up and we're just hanging out for a bit and chit-chatting. I make us some drinks and everything was fine. And all of a sudden we start the actual cooking lesson and he just He does a complete 180.
What do you mean?
I don't know, his whole demeanor changed and all of a sudden he's calling me bossy, snapping back at every direction I give him. He told me I was treating him like a little bitch.
He said that? Like those actual words?
Yes. He went to the bathroom and I tried to think of a way to get him out as fast as I could. I don't know, it wasn't just what he said, it was like how he acted, the look on his face, his whole presence. I hit the knives that were out and got anything else dangerous out of reach, which is probably just me being extra.
No, it's not extra. You were listening to your instincts.
When he came back from the bathroom, I made an excuse about having to call it a night and asked if we could reschedule.
Okay, and then he left?
No, not right away. I said I had a bunch of stuff before work, and it seemed like, you know, cooking wasn't just in the cards for us tonight, and he sat down.
What?
Like, yeah, he, like, pulled up one of my kitchen chairs and just sat down, like, asked me why I didn't plan better, and that I was rude for making him come all the way here. He was making me uneasy up until then, but I don't know, that's when I started to really panic, and he finally agreed to leave, and I walked him to the door, but I stayed a couple steps behind him, and then he opened the door, stopped midway through, and just goes, "See you later," or something like that, and then he left, and I locked and chained the door.
And this just happened?
Yes, like I locked the door and then immediately called you.
Okay, babe, I can come down there.
No, it's... Thank you, but no, I really do need to get up early tomorrow, and I know you do too. He really creeped me out.
Okay, well, what would make you feel safer?
I don't know.
Is Devin home?
Probably. Why?
Well, maybe he could come by and just make sure the coast is clear. Just, like, do a drive-by to be sure that Kieran definitely left. He's the only one who's met him before, so he would know his face.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to bother him.
Do you really think Devin is going to be upset about something like this?
No.
Right. Let's add him to the call. We'll talk to him together.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
All right. Hang on. I'll call him. Okay. Good. It's ringing.
See. It'll be okay.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.